For the last 2 years, the Abyei region was peaceful, but last May we had an incident. That incident, of course, it's not new with the history of Abyei, because the history of Abyei is the history of conflict, as you know, but since the establishment of the mission, this is the first time. It has contributed somehow to the tense relation between the two communities, particularly the Dinka and Misriya, and equally between Sudan and South Sudan. But after the conflict again, the situation is going back to the relative peaceful situation.
How do you describe your daily work in view of the situation?
We are there to prevent conflict, and we have a conflict mitigation strategies that dictates the mission and the forces to monitor 7-24 hours to move and monitor the situation, because some of the communities, they are IDPs, you know, returning back to Abyei. They are nomads, normally, they are mobile, and their relation is very, very tense. It's not a new history, they have lived with it for many years. So the conflict strategy and conflict mitigation strategy we are applying now is keeping us daily monitoring the activity of these communities, to the extent we have a buffer zone between these communities. Buffer zone is not common between civilians. It's known to have it between disciplined armies. But in Abyei, one option is to have a buffer zone between these two communities. The other one is we always engage the communities. We have security committees between the communities, and we have a continuous patrolling. Because of that, we are not that much observing the conflicts except the May incident.
Yeah, you just mentioned patrolling and monitoring. Does your mandate comprise any military intervention in case any incident occur?
Yeah. By the way, the main core of the mandate is to monitor the demilitarization of Abyei. From both countries, armed forces should not enter into Abyei. And on top of it, we have to monitor the presence of any armed group in a kind of military formation. So far, of course, there are some elements of armed groups which we are continuously following them, and they are not that much a problem for the Abyei region, but still their presence is a concern. Most of the time they are outside of the Abyei region. And since the withdrawal of both forces, SPLA and SAF, except the presence of the Sudan police component in the Abyei oil base, so far we are effectively monitoring and they are not that much creating a problem. But because of the continuous engagement, you know, that it's not an easy challenge to avoid and mitigate conflict, because any chance for the communities to come together, they can easily go into conflict. So we are continuously monitoring and supporting them not to get into conflict. And equally, we are trying to help them to get humanitarian assistance, the nomads to get access to water and grass, and to follow their culture and tradition and their route. But the forces we have, it is from the beginning, that was the sailing, and they're 100% busy and occupied in doing day-to-day security activities.
Do you have a special program to help community in their daily needs?
By the way, UNISFA is a mission deployed to monitor the demilitarization of Abyei and to protect civilians. These are the core tasks of the mission. But in addition to that, for UN humanitarian agencies, any civilian organizations who come to support the IDPs or the community, even the nomads, it's a responsibility of UNISFA again to give security protection. We have from the UN a quick impact project, a budget, very small, little budget. Then we prioritize where there is problem of water, where there is problem of kind of small clinical service, and where the communities have the interest to send their kids to school, we try through quick impact projects to support these communities. The other issue is the access to grass, access to water. There is already naturally Abyei. It's rich. It's a very fertile area. So we support them without getting into conflict between the communities to go to the rivers, to the lakes, to the water areas, to the grass areas safely.